Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA, kinda, Florida. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or you're listening at crabdiving.com. You can listen to the stream. It's running 24/7. We run reruns. And you're listening live. Hey, live listeners, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yay.
Not really tuning, clicking in.
Woo.
It's not like they're...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you want to help the show out, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, use our link, and we get a wee commissione from Herr Bezos.
Ooh.
Is he still
rich?
That's the opening.
He quit Amazon, right? But he has money still?
I think he'll probably be okay. I think he's got like a pension.
Oh, he has a pension?
Or something, maybe.
Does he have a retirement fund? He doesn't need one, though.
No.
God, did he marry someone rich?
He makes it a day, what we all have in our retirement funds.
A day? Probably an hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's selling everybody tube socks.
Yesterday, day off, we're back.
That's right.
And let's jump into the headlines.
Yay.
Let's lube up and plow in.
Ooh, yes. There's nothing but lube in the South. The South is lube.
Oh, God.
We are. God, they
Elon
should...
is so gross. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him. Fuck him. Yeah, get to that story.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Fucking with NPR, motherfucker.
That's
my
favorite
thing.
So NPR and a couple of other NPR and PBS pulled their they said we're not going to tweet anymore.
Yes.
When Elon decided to label them as first state-sponsored media, and then they complained about that, and he said okay, well, government funded media or something.
Yes.
Like he changed it to some other bullshit.
Yeah, fuck you, you
and they're
tech
like fuck
Nazi.
You most of both PBS and NPR are yes, they receive government grants, but the vast majority of their money is raised from philanthropists and telethons and shit.
Listen, I am losing excuse me, my patience with these cunts, these rich cunts fucking with shit I like, and this to me is getting... Listen, you leave NPR the fuck alone.
Well, NPR will be fine.
I mean,
stop tweeting. What do they give
a
fuck?
Yeah, who cares? Who cares if NPR doesn't tweet on your platform? You sensitive little tech child.
Terry Gross is memeing up the Twitter?
No, but I
hi, everyone.
Yeah, but I hate that he's putting a target on NPR. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, he's just being a petulant cunt, which is what he is.
Right.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has reportedly threatened to transfer NPR's handle on the platform to another company if the broadcaster doesn't resume tweeting.
God, fuck you.
Meanwhile, I think Twitter rules are you have 30 days officially.
To what?
If you don't tweet anything, then they can flag your account for...
Flag it.
Going bye-bye.
Flag it then. Flag it. Fuck you.
NPR pulled the plug on posting on its main @NPR account and 51 other feeds in April after the Musk-owned platform falsely labeled it as state-affiliated media.
Listen, Elon, you know that there's got to be some Italian gangster out there that's like me. Like, I listen to the 5-minute news summary every hour between 9 a.m. and whenever. I guarantee I hit most of those, and it's a big part of my day. And I guarantee you there's got to be some, like, Italian mobster in Jersey or something listening to this right now. It's like, Elon, you fuck with NPR, you fucking with me.
The description state-affiliated media is usually applied to state-owned media in authoritarian countries.
Yes. What you like. That's what you are, you little fuck.
The label has since been removed, but at NPR has not tweeted to its 8.8 million followers since April 12th.
Sorry!
In a series of emails sent to NPR business reporter Bobby Allen, he sent it to a reporter.
Yeah.
Musk reportedly asked, so, is NPR going to start posting on Twitter again, or should we reassign at NPR to another company? Our policy is to recycle handles that are definitively dormant. Same policy applies to all accounts. No special treatment for NPR.
Holy shit, you fascist little bitch. Did your daddy not hug you enough during apartheid? Holy fuck.
Such a twat.
I mean, really, he is a spectacular fucking asshole. He's building all these cars and the steering wheels are rolling off. Could you imagine buying a Tesla and the steering wheel comes off in your hands? I mean, what the fuck, Elon?
Twitter... Yeah.
No. I was just going to mention that he gets these jack-offs when he flies on his private fucking plane.
Allegedly. Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey last week suggested Musk should have walked away from the $44 billion purchase while he could.
Yeah. That would have been a good idea. I mean, why? How is someone so bored? I mean, you could just... I mean, you ruined Twitter. Right?
Well, you know, arguably that was part of the plan. There were those reports or rumors that his sister-in-law was upsetty pants at Twitter, that it had turned into a liberal den of fuck equity.
Oh, I see.
And that she may have literally said to him, you should buy it and just destroy it.
You know what? I will. That's what happened. They're all sitting around having some family event in the hot tub. Elon Musk hears that, slinks out of there, and just, I want to impress my sister-in-law for some fucking reason. I want to buy Twitter.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. It's an awfully nice Twitter handle. Be sad if something happened
to it.
Can
we have it? Give it a crab dive.
It's very nice. Be bad if something happened to it. And then he said something like the guy, they don't have that in this version. But the guy sent back, well, who's looking for it or who wants it? And he said, National Pumpkin Radio?
Oh, fuck him.
Or something like that.
God, what a fuck.
Man. Yeah, he's
that's hilarious.
Fucking asshole.
What'd you do, stand-up? He has a personality of a stand-up comedian. He really does.
Would you give him 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Elon? Yeah, sure. I don't know. Why not? I mean, yeah. Come here, you little Nazi.
Depends on the venue.
Yeah. Come here, you little Nazi authoritarian. Here's a platform. No.
Drudge Report.
Yes.
Is reporting. Mm-hmm. All red.
Right.
Moscow threatens nuke revenge.
Whee!
Revenge.
Why nuke revenge?
Did you see the story that... And this one, by the way, there's been no evidence presented that this happened. Moscow is claiming that, let me get to the story.
No.
They shot down two drones that were flying, you know, at the palace or whatever at you know, Putin's window.
Oh,
who the
this.
Fuck knows?
Did you see the video?
Oh, they have a video now.
Yeah. You can see the video. And, I mean, is it,
well,
I look,
I'm sure it'll be, they'll be checking on the,
but here's what I don't understand. Okay, Russia attacks Ukraine. Is that is something we can agree on, that Russia invaded Ukraine, correct?
Yes.
Unprovoked?
Well, who are you asking?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, let's say, I mean, I think it's a false flag or whatever.
Right.
I don't know how those drones...
Are you asking Tucker Carlson?
I'm
are
just
you
saying,
asking
why would it
Donald
be bad?
Trump?
Why would it be bad to send drones into the Kremlin? They're bombing the shit out of Kyiv. Oh, yeah, I don't understand that. Like, what is the controversy? A country that is.
But Zelensky's like, that wasn't us.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, he should be happy about it, right? I mean, they're bombing Kyiv. Fuck yeah. I mean, I would think.
I'm sure the special effects people are going to be looking at these videos and letting us know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it to sound like the fever swamp, I didn't see it ran into this building, the drone, and the flagpole didn't go down that was on top.
That's what I mean. It's like.
I mean, I don't fucking know.
Russia threatened nuclear revenge today after accusing Ukraine of trying to assassinate Vladimir Putin in a drone strike on the Kremlin.
Oh, how horrible did that happen?
Showed a flying object exploding in flames overnight above the fortress in central Moscow, where the president has his office and an apartment.
I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm no Notre Dame-ist, but I could speculate. Let's say that drone did take out Putin. Wouldn't it at least be possibly would make the world a better place? I mean, what do you think?
I mean, who are you asking again? I mean
the
Russia's
most
outraged,
people on this fucking planet. Allegedly. I mean, fuck that mother. What happened to Putin? Everybody in this country? We all used to be against Russia in the 80s with all these fucking movies. Russia was always a bad guy.
Because Trump had to open his hole to Vlad.
Yeah. Jeez.
And
boy.
And so Trump then was pro-Putin.
Right.
And the cult is the cult. So whoever Trump says like, they like. Whoever they say don't like, they don't like.
Let me undo.
He almost fucked Kim Jong-un, for Christ's sake.
Let me take off my diaper, yeah. Kin. Let me take off my diaper for the dear leader. How horrible.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky today denied his country had attacked Russia or Putin. We don't attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory. We are defending our villages and cities, he said.
You know, if Zelensky wanted 10 minutes on a show, I would bump anyone. I would give him all the time he wanted.
He was a comedian.
Absolutely.
But the Kremlin blasted the alleged strike as a planned terrorist action, said it reserves the right to retaliate.
Yeah.
Speaker of the Russian Parliament.
What do you mean the right to retaliate?
Yeah.
Retaliate, you crazy motherfuckers. You invaded a country that didn't provoke you. You just rolled the fuck in there. Why do you give a shit?
Moscow's nuclear doctrine clearly states their forces can use nuclear weapons when the country's very existence is at risk.
What kind of doctrines do you have in a totalitarian regime? Oh, I know. The ones that come out of Putin's asshole. That's all you have. The doctrine. Fuck you. Jesus. That's funny. Do they have a constitution?
They claim they downed two unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at the presidential complex.
Yeah.
Extraordinary footage appeared to show the moment a drone exploded over the Senate Palace with flames and smoke seen coming from the 18th century dome.
Right.
Grandstands set up. Okay, blah, blah, blah. A second blast was seen over the rooftops 20 minutes later. Residents of nearby Stalinist House.
Yes.
They still have that?
Oh, yeah.
On the river embankment said they, quote, saw sparks in the sky and people with flashlights near the Kremlin wall after the thunderclaps. The Kremlin said two drones had been used in the alleged attack, but were disabled by Russian electronic defenses.
Listen, man, you're bombing Kyiv, so all this fucking holier-than-thou bullshit, it gives you justification. You've got camps with Ukrainians in them.
But today, as workmen examined the roof for damage, there was incredulity at how the drones could have gotten past Moscow's ring of steel air defenses.
Right.
One Russian Telegram channel cited sources suggesting the whole thing could have been staged.
Oh, really?
Claiming, quote, shoot down such objects above the Kremlin towers is prohibited by protocol, so reports of downed UAVs are nonsense. So, because you shoot them down, if they've got explosives on them,
right.
Then they land on the roof and blow the building up.
That's a bad move.
Yeah.
And you would think they wouldn't do that above. So is it a doctored video, or did they just decide?
Or they blew them up in the air.
Yeah.
Or they exploded on their own, or this was all an exercise, a performance that they decided to pass off as a real attack.
Can I ask a weird question? Why did they have a building for a Senate in Russia? I mean, what do they do with the Senate? What happens there?
We have Senate chambers.
Yeah, that's true, but they vote on shit and pass bills.
They vote on the stuff he tells them to.
Oh, right.
Adding to the mystery, eagle-eyed viewers spotted that at least two people were standing on the dome at the time of the explosion.
Yeah.
The twin blasts came after a wave of kamikaze drone strikes against Russian targets in Crimea and elsewhere. Ukraine has not acknowledged its suspected role in those attacks and has denied drone hits on the Russian mainland.
Right.
On the mainland.
Yeah, but the Crimea is different.
Hasn't necessarily denied their Crimea attacks, right?
Right. I mean, also, too, I mean, I guess I just don't understand the situation, but if Zelensky did do that and he got drones all the way down there, I mean, hey, good job, dude. I mean, you know.
Zelensky said, as you know, drones can be bought at any military store.
Right. Radio Shack, even.
The loss of power control over the country by Putin's clan is obvious. But on the other hand, Russia has repeatedly talked about its total control over the air. In a word, something is happening in Russia, but definitely without Ukraine's drones over the Kremlin, said
right.
Zelensky.
Well, I Trolling. Mean, yeah, also, I mean, they say that Russia has this steel ring around the Kremlin. But do they? I mean, is
Probably.
That, I mean,
yeah.
is it working?
Israel has that Iron Dome that we gave them.
Israel kind of, I would think, we don't know what's going on, how crazy it is, though, behind the Kremlin, the walls, right? I mean, isn't it nuts over there?
Yeah, but he's he's worried about getting assassinated. So he's got people tasting yes. his food.
Right.
Which allegedly he does, then why would he not make sure that there were incredible air defenses?
You know, it must be wild to have a food tester. And then what do? Vlad's like, here, have a ravioli. And he eats it. And then Vlad just, what does he wait a half hour and see if the guy fucking dies?
What if it's a little bit slower poison, like takes Jeez. A few hours or something? So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
You know, I think a problem with a lot of these totalitarians, you know, like Putin and we talked about Kim Jong-un and maybe Trump, their personalities suck.
Yes.
I mean, the potential for them to do anything good is very low.
Slight.
Yeah. Yeah. They suck.
More Tucker news.
Whee!
This one's crazy.
I have no idea.
So I wonder where this text got out. And I wonder if, because, you know, Tucker's been slinging some shit at Fox now that he got fired.
Right.
And we knew that Fox had gotten a bunch of stuff redacted.
Yes.
In the Dominion case of those texts and all those emails and everything.
Right.
Fox had gotten stuff redacted for him that they thought was not relevant.
Yes.
And, you know, probably made him look like a Nazi fascist.
He's like, put that shit out there. Asshole.
Now all of a sudden we're getting this one, which is a text sent by Tucker on January 7th, 2021.
Okay.
That was later included in Discovery as part of Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit. So this one was used against the company. This is the text that, quote, set off a panic at Fox.
Right.
This is, you know, adds to the reasons for them getting rid of him.
Yes.
The New York Times reported last night, quote, the discovery of the message contributed to a chain of events that ultimately led to Mr. Carlson's firing.
Damn.
In the message sent to one of his producers, in the hours after violent Trump supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021.
What the fuck?
Mr. Carlson described how he had recently watched a video of a group of men, Trump supporters, he said, violently attacking, quote, an Antifa kid.
Okay.
Here's the whole text. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington.
I was masturbating.
A couple of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the little living shit out of him. After I came, And pounding the living shit out of him. It was 3-1 at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight.
What the fuck? Who did he text that to?
His producer. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid.
Wait.
I could taste it. Are
you making that?
No. I'll let you know when I make something up. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid and would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about these things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is?
Jesus fucking Christ. Why did that bother Fox?
But let's not forget, it's not how white men fight.
He texted that to his producer?
To his producer.
And they got the text through discovery of this Dominion lawsuit,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's funny, first of all, we our show Monday, go to crabdiving.com and listen to that one. Yes, he talked about, we learned how much he got paid, which was $34 million. Mm-hmm. Is that true? $34 million.
Allegedly.
Which is like $10 million more dollars a year than Rachel.
14.
14 more million dollars a year.
Yeah, she gets allegedly 20, I think.
God, then Rachel Maddow, and it's fucking sad.
But she's not doing a nightly show.
I don't care.
She's doing other
fuck
stuff.
That. So what? These fucking, man.
But then, no, neither is he.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to, they're probably going to have to pay him out.
Tucker? They're going to pay him out?
He got a lawyer who is really good at that. Who kind of does that? He gets people that were fired for whatever reasons,
right.
Settlements.
But what about the shit he said that could be part of a defamation lawsuit against Fox? Like stuff he said about Dominion on the air. Does he get in trouble for that, or does that matter?
No.
Why doesn't that matter?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess because he's saying it on.
I don't know why they're. Yeah, I don't know why they're going after Rudy, but they're not going after him.
I would rather go after Tucker than Rudy just because I don't know that I want to chase that guy. I don't want to be behind
him. You want to sit in a room with the when he's giving a deposition?
Yeah, no. It's like, wow, this deposition is really lingering. Get out the potpourri!
So that's the Tucker story today. What a prick.
What a thunder cunt. That's not how white men fight. Shut up. You got the personality of a fucking deck shoe.
That's how white men
you
fight.
Stupid shitbag.
Who writes that? I mean, seriously, who writes something like that?
I don't know.
And, you know, he took his time. This is a long fucking text.
Yeah.
And he obviously was experiencing something odd in, like, feelings. So he was trying to process these rudimentary emotions that were popping up in his reptile brain.
What a horrible person.
And
apologize to reptiles.
And... But he took the time to stop and write that sentence. That's not, it's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly I found myself rooting for the mob against the man. Everything's spelled right. He's got great, he was a reporter. He was a writer. He's got all the correct punctuation.
Yes. What? I mean. What's that movie Woody Harrelson was in? White Men Can't Jump. It's not that's this is so fucked up. It's not how white men fight. Is that what he said?
It's not how white men fight.
The fuck is
jumping
wrong with
a guy
him?
Like that is dishonorable. Obviously, oh. It's not how white men fight.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Tucker. Go fucking. Fucking pack up your moves and go fuck off, you dumb shit.
Yeah, I'm sure Tucker is a clear belt in something.
Oh, my God. You, Tucker Carlson, have the worst fucking personality. I really... Right?
Well, he
sucks.
You know, there's a challenger.
Yes.
It happened again. A Florida woman allegedly chucked some wine at Matt Gaetz. Here he, there was a bottle of water, right?
I'll buy her a drink.
Or did he get hit with...
He, that little bitch got hit with a bottle of water and went after that person like a lunatic and wanted to fine her $100,000. It was a bottle of fucking water.
A Florida woman allegedly assaulted Representative Matt Gaetz during a wine festival this past Saturday. Who invites Matt Gaetz to a wine festival without the H?
Hey. Hey, guys. Good news. We got a pedophile, another Republican pedophile showing up at the wine fest. I'm sure there's plenty of people to get along with him.
At least it's a wine fest. At least, you know, there won't be any kids there, hopefully.
Jeez. Cover your fucking drinks. Our representative will be there.
The incident occurred at South Walton Beach's Wine and Food Festival.
South Walton.
Held in Miramar Beach.
Okay.
The woman admitted to having been drinking, but claims the whole thing was an accident.
Yes.
Police jailed Selena J. Chambers, who is a Pushcart Prize nominated writer of horror stories.
I don't know what that means.
It's not my genre.
Maybe it's prestigious. Pushcart.
And charged her with battery on an elected official and one count of simple battery. Reportedly, the 41-year-old swore at Gaetz and his wife before chucking her drink at the Florida representative.
Matt Gaetz has a wife. That's funny, too, because, like, it's weird to me. Whatever. Fuck. Listen, somebody buy this person a drink that threw wine at that pedophile fuck.
She proceeded to then give the congressman the middle finger while she walked away.
We speak her name. Thank you.
Chambers said she had been drinking at the event, but communicated to officers that she tripped and spilled her drink on Gaetz.
That's right. She tripped, Matt. She tripped and spilled her drink all over a fucking creepy Nazi
Brilliant.
Pedophile.
Yeah, lie. Yeah. I love it. Lie.
Right. It started to GoFundMe to pay for her defense. Somebody buy her a drink. The whole works. What's her name again?
Selena J. Chambers.
Selena J. Chambers, we speak your name. Thank you very much. That guy's our representative. Oh, my God.
According to the police report, Representative Gaetz said that Chambers and another female had been walking past him and his family cursing at them. Well, he believed both females had recognized him as a United States representative. Gosh, do you think?
That big, tall fuck with the big, poofy, dark hair, that's my representative. That's who you throw wine at, I guess. I don't give a fuck.
They believe both females recognized him. These cops are so stupid. This is the police report.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is the rocket scientist writing the police report.
Take a grammar class.
A Florida cop. One witness to the incident, Blaine Odom, was speaking with Gaetz when Chambers allegedly began cursing.
Yes.
Blaine Odom said he was speaking. This is the police report again.
Okay.
Blaine Odom said he was speaking with Representative Gaetz and saw Selena Chambers swearing loudly at them. Chambers was carrying a drink in her right hand. Chambers thrust the container into the air and the beverage from the drink landed on Representative Gaetz and on Odom's right shoulder.
The beverage from the drink.
God. She was carrying a drink, thrust the container into the air
and the
beverage
fuck?
Landed.
She tossed the beverage.
She hung onto the glass, apparently.
Yes, but how did the beverage land? With the aid of gravity?
Maybe she was saluting him. She was toasting.
God damn. Shit.
But Chambers' friend said she was the one that was swearing at Matt Gaetz and not Chambers.
Yeah. Well, listen. Everyone's heart was in the right place here, right? I mean... I just want to tell everybody, this is how the universe is going to work for Matt Gaetz, because somehow we elected this guy again to run to be our representative, and he's vile, and he's a piece of shit, and he sex traffics
children, allegedly.
So you're going to have a lot of this shit. He's not a likable guy.
Chamberson walked away yelling and flipping him off.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
The police report said. Odom said he observed the drink land on Representative Gaetz and also on him. Odom said he wanted to press charges against Chambers.
God, shut up. Fucking up. Fuck off. Press charges. It's wine.
Now, if you think the police report was funny.
Yeah.
I will never allow the safety of Northwest Floridians to be compromised. I will be pressing charges against this individual in order to uphold the civility our community deserves.
What? Is this Matt Gaetz?
Thank you to the Walton County Sheriff's Office for taking swift action.
Civility. Civility.
Ugh.
Civility. Let me show this fucking pedophile representative of mine a little civility.
So gross.
Civility. He's flying. Why was he flying people across state lines or whatever to fuck around with them? Like, what was up with the trafficking part of that? I never quite understood that.
And every other headline says, you know, he had a drink thrown on him. But Matt Gaetz's website, Tallahassee woman arrested and charged with assaulting Congressman Matt Gaetz on Saturday evening.
What a little... You think wine... Listen, man, I don't know. I bet you could get a lot of people in here that have been assaulted in wine. I'm not saying, listen, man, don't be a bitch. You threw wine in your face. Go fuck off. You have it coming. You have it coming. You should. Somebody throws wine.
You had it coming.
Yeah. You had it coming. Just say thank you. I'm a horrible person. You're right to throw wine at me.
I don't.
I suck.
I don't agree with it's horrible. Violent displays.
It is absolutely horrible. And
she shouldn't have done it, but.
And it's good also, that she did.
He had some wine spilled on him. He wasn't, you know, assaulted.
It's not like he was a child and a politician raped him. It's not like that. It's just wine.
It was incivil.
No.
And
it wasn't.
But it wasn't a violent attack. She fucking threw a drink at
him. It wasn't like, let's say, child abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's used to it being Kool-Aid thrown in his face or soda. He's not used to
he's
adults
a monster.
Throwing adult beverages in his face.
He traffics children. He's our representative. He wants to keep North Escambia safe. Yeah, the adults. The people he's not trying to rape.
I have a whole bunch of Florida stories, and it's not intentional. It's just it's just how it popped
this
up.
This is where we are right now,
this
literally.
Is, you know, let the other parts of the country, what's going on down here, and be very afraid. And this is, you know, insert state. Black drivers in Florida are 3 times more likely than whites to get tickets for playing loud music.
You gonna say this is racist? This is racism.
A new analysis has highlighted the disparities between white and black drivers in Florida and their interactions with law enforcement. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the analysis features a compilation of traffic data and court records indicating black drivers in the Sunshine State are, quote, nearly 3 times more likely to be ticketed by police and sheriff's deputies under a law that allowed law enforcement to cite drivers for loud music starting last year.
Right.
So it's, you know, music in your car.
Yeah, yeah.
The analysis showed that black drivers received almost 37% of the tickets, despite black people making up only about 16% of Florida's driving eligible population.
Now, with this study coming out, why does not the ACLU waddle in here and say, we're going to sue Florida for this, and somehow there's going to be some class action lawsuit, and maybe... the African-American people that have been cited by these fucking cops can get their fucking money back. There's something there should be. If we know that there's this disparity, then show me the motherfucking money.
And there's
to
definitely
make it
a disparity in the arrests because where the studios are, there's a semi busy-ish street.
Yeah.
And we get some loud rollers every once in a while who stop at a red light and they've got their blasting music. And I hear for every hip hop, R&B station, I hear fucking country and goddamn Christian music the other day.
Yeah.
Blasting Christian music. I was like, what the
we
hell?
We get
that?
It.
Praise you.
I just wanted.
Like, oh my God.
Can we just clear something up with all the religious people here? We get it. We understand you love Jesus. Like, a lot. We get it.
No, they don't.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. Why don't you go crucify yourselves?
This is probably a law that they came up with when they were like, well, you know, we're decriminalizing weed, god damn it. So what are we going to throw these Negroes in jail for? What are we going to pull them over for so we can search the car?
Well, you were in the hotel business for a while, right?
Yes.
And that's our prison system.
Best Western?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like
right,
those
right.
several years in the hotel business felt yeah. like prison.
But you know what I mean? They run it like a hotel, but not like a bad hotel, obviously, but they want occupancy.
Right, not great amenities,
no.
right.
No, there's no ice machine, but they want people in there. They want the beds filled.
Oh, God, the allergies are bad today.
Like Pensacola built a new fucking jail, and supposedly they were supposed to get rid of this other jail, but guess what? Didn't happen.
Well, yeah, why?
Why would
you do that?
You can just tell people you're going to do it, and then you don't do it. That's all you have to do.
Per news outlets, blah, blah, blah. One example of the investigative findings focused on an incident involving a Florida resident, Carvin Exantis. What a great name.
Carvin
Exantis.
I love that.
According to the report, Exantis has, quote, been ticketed 5 times for loud music at $129 each by Popo in Miami Beach, including twice the same day, 90 minutes apart in October.
Jesus. What did they have a... How do they determine that the music is too loud?
They decide.
Oh, they decide? There's no scientific measure?
Including Exantis, who is black.
Yes.
Beat 4 of the tickets in court so far. His most recent ticket was the afternoon of March 9th along Ocean Drive. He pleaded not guilty. He said, "We're getting harassed to the point where I can't even conduct business." He also included a message to law enforcement saying, "Stop being racists. Simple. Something is disproportionately affecting one group, and it's designed to be that way. If it's walking and quacking like a duck, it's a duck. It's racist."
Yeah, God fucking bless you, but the numbers in that, how do you address the numbers and not say that there's racism involved there? That's...
Blacks don't follow the law, Ryan. You know they all drive with their black music playing.
Listen, this to me is just so... You know, here's a fix to this. Quit being cunts. Here's somebody... Just ignore the
so
music.
So hard for them.
God damn. Pulling people over for music too loud is just so... It's trashy. We're a trashy fucking state.
He shared some of the details of his interactions with the police.
Oh, I bet it's fun.
He said, "It's up to the cop's discretion. I've asked, can you show me and prove to me that we're being too loud? Then they get really mad.
Yes.
Then they definitely give me 2 tickets after that." The report also adds, across Florida, Miami Beach issued the most loud music tickets at 155, 75 for black drivers.
God.
The sheriff's office in Jacksonville issued 67, 49 of which were black drivers.
Holy shit, you fucks.
In Gainesville, where police ticketed Oliver Crum Jr., Sim Oliver Crum Jr. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And the police chief is black. Officers wrote 21. The police chief is black and they still... 26 citations, 21 black drivers.
Wait.
Even the black cops.
21 out of 26, where?
Gainesville, Florida.
God, guys. What the fuck? How are things so fucking backwards? So
you guys are doing great. You Republicans are doing great with your laws.
I mean, it's what do you want? It's Florida. We got, you know, our representatives of PETO. We've got a bunch of other fucking loser Republicans in charge of shit. Nobody gives a fuck. The cops in Florida operate like they're a fucking gang. They get most of the money from the city, and they use those funds to terrorize people about their fucking music. This is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. Why would...
This might be my last Florida story.
Okay.
Until, you know...
I mean, just think about it.
We still have half a show left.
These crazy fucking rednecks running around doing God knows what in these militias in the fucking woods in Florida. And we're like, excuse me, you're playing Tribe Called Quest too loud. Let me tase you.
Do I have audio of this? Oh, my God, we do. This is a Florida. You can guess which side of the aisle he's on. State Representative Jeff Holcomb. Was arguing in support of a bill that they're trying to pass here in Florida because, you know, they're really helping here.
God damn. Wait, the next story is going to be Florida's doing great. There's support, a positive Florida story after this
in
one.
In support of a bill aimed to pressure Congress to eliminate, quote, woke social engineering and experimentation practices in the U.S. military.
In the military? Explain to me. What's woke social engineering?
I don't.
That's
I don't
what know. We do.
Here's our representative. Ooh. Not ours.
Oh, okay.
A Florida rep. State rep.
Okay.
Be labeled as.
Ooh, that's really loud. Okay.
Be labeled as racist and discrimination without a response. ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Those are the folks who discriminate. We bombed a building in 2017 like we never usually do. We bombed it because they threw homosexuals off that building. Our terrorist enemies hate homosexuals more than we do.
What the fuck is... Holy shit.
Our terrorist enemies hate homosexuals more than we do.
God, this again...
Oopsie.
What's his district?
I might have said that out loud.
Oh, you piece of shit. Man, I... Fuck this guy. What the fuck? Is this 1950? What are he's like homosexuals.
Chuck him off a building.
God, you fucking simpleton.
Jeff is a lifelong Republican who has lived in Hernando County.
Hernando.
For over 20 years.
Great. You're such a boring thug. What do you do all day? What's it like to hang out with this fuck?
Prior
this
to simpleton. Moving to Florida, he earned a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Maryland should give their money back. You did a bad job with this person.
Has a master's degree in intelligence studies from American Military University.
Refund the money he paid for that education because it didn't do shit for this guy. That's a failure of those two organizations. Fail. You educated this fuck?
District 53.
Jesus Christ. What goes on? He's got this. Excuse me. Something is. I'm listening to a guy with a master's degree.
Sure. Yipper.
Good job, Florida. That's one of ours.
You guys are doing great.
He's in our Congress.
He's in the state house.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
Be labeled as racist and discrimination without a response. ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda.
I can't be labeled a racist and discrimination without a response. This is the caliber. Yeah.
You know what? If I was playing a Scrabble game for money, I would pray that someone like you would be my opponent. I would fucking kill you in Scrabble, man. I would wipe the fucking board with you. I'd triple word you. I'd double word you. I'd fuck you up.
And people are like, well, he's got a master's degree.
I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever been to college? If you haven't been to college,
the dumb shit.
Might not know. But if you've been to college, there are a lot of assholes and dummies there that get through.
MBAs!
And get degrees.
They're the people that go to these hedge funds and, I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And fuck everything up.
Yeah, because daddy works for some KPMG.
Oh, you're talking about a legacy thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they get a legacy. Dad went to Harvard, gets his shit-stained son in on a legacy admission.
Yeah.
And
they play lacrosse.
They get Cs, C minuses.
Right.
In econ or something. That's too hard, econ. MBA.
Or
not
maybe,
that MBAs aren't hard.
Or maybe their parents finds a third party to lie for them and to like construct a whole history so they can get into a good school.
True.
I mean, that just fucking
true.
Happened.
True. Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
It's the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Those are the folks who discriminate. We bombed a building in 2017 like we never usually do. We bombed it because they threw homosexuals off that building. Our terrorist enemies hate homosexuals more than we do. They're the ones who discriminate. Our job.
There was audible gasps. You should see the representative in the seat behind him. It's a white woman.
Yes.
And her jaw literally hit the floor. She's like, oh my God. Did he just say that?
Yeah, he sounds, this guy sounds crazy.
Hate homosexuals more than we do. They're the ones who discriminate. Our job in the military, our Navy creed, I'm committed to excellence and fair treatment of all. That's what we learn in boot camp. That's what we drill into ourselves each and every day while we're in boot camp. Wait. Please vote up on this bill.
Thank you. Time having expired.
Yes, that's where drill. God, what is up with these guys? We're drilling in. We like white people. Just shocking. That guy's a kind of a chubby white dude with a big fat white bald head. What a shock.
Shock. Lifelong Republican.
But that must
they hate homosexuals more than we do.
I tell you what, I bet people take screenshots of that and make a meme because the woman behind him.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, I'm with her. I'd be like, holy fuck. I mean, that's somebody that's used to being in the Florida House and right, crazy right. shit. This guy's a standout among the loons. Wait, where's the positive Florida story to follow all these up?
I'll try to find one.
Seriously, there's got to be something.
Well, this one, I guess it's not the last Florida. This is kind of a Florida story. It may okay. be.
Good.
All right.
She can't even take it. The dog has to leave. She's like, I can't take
anymore.
Get
me out of here.
Horror stories about the state in which I live.
Forecasters are expecting a quote, very active hurricane season.
Oh, great.
After 2 years of relatively mild hurricane seasons, 2023 will see above average hurricane activity, the researchers are predicting.
Good. And it sounds like based on the stories we just heard, everyone in our government is preparing for that. Excellent.
The forecasters expect the number of major hurricanes this year to be similar to 2017, which saw the extremely intense hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Since 2014, hurricane activity has been accurately predicted by a model created by Zhubin Zhang, a professor of hydrology and atmospheric sciences at the University of Arizona, and his former grad student Kyle Davis. We are not expecting this to be as damaging as 2017, he said,
but
he emphasizes people should be prepared.
Oh, great.
This will be
ominous.
A very active hurricane season. That's our message.
We can almost see the water from crab diving. I mean, what?
Adding that the East Coast and Gulf Coast are typically the regions where hurricanes have the greatest impact.
Fuck off. Come on, man. I thought we were getting that. My hope was that big wave of seaweed that's in South Florida would sort of repel all the.
Well, just see, there's a really bad red tide going on, too, down in southern Florida. It's horrible.
Does that help us? Does that repel any hurricanes or is it?
No, it kills all the fish and smells like rotten eggs. Researchers are forecasting 9 hurricanes this year, 5 of which are expected to be major. Historically, the average number of hurricanes per year has been 7.
This is supposed to be the positive fucking story about Florida.
In 2017, there were 10, 6 of which were very damaging. The good news is this year is that fewer hurricane landfalls are expected compared to 2017.
Good. That's the best news ever. We're good. Great.
He said this year is particularly interesting because there will be a fight between two big ocean basins over which will have the greatest influence on hurricane activities.
That's the word you use is interesting.
Thanks to the rising Eastern Pacific Ocean sea surface temperature compared to previous years.
Yeah.
He said, we expect a good, nice El Nino to come back after a few years of La Nina.
Can we do anything to prevent this? I mean, I'm not saying nuking hurricanes like Trump said. I don't mean that, but can we just...
Can we
dump a bunch
work
of...
Work on this global warming stuff and try to mitigate some of the extreme
I'm
weather.
I'm going
to
say something. And I don't just...
No,
what,
no you can't
dump a bunch of fucking ice cubes in there or something. Is there anything
and then
we
people
can
will be killed by flying ice cubes.
In Florida, they shoot it. Don't people shoot at storms here?
I've heard that. Yeah. Elsewhere in the news.
We live in elsewhere.
I think that is my last. Florida that is my
story.
Last one.
Good.
There was another Tucker story too that I had pulled from yesterday or Monday.
What's going on?
Yesterday.
You think he's having a tough time? He lost his job. You know, and all this stuff's coming out about him.
I think he's shitting on Fox, and Fox is like, oh, yeah?
Right. That's probably what this is.
All
right?
This pre-show footage of you chatting with the staff and everything and making jokes. Gosh, where are all these leaks coming from?
Right, right, right.
Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson called the woman yummy and made other inappropriate comments on the set of his popular show. Newly revealed footage shows.
Jesus. Somebody, you gotta, I don't know, keep an eye on this guy. Tucker the Creeper.
Media Matters has the audio of, there's more. God, there's a new one. Since last time.
Yeah.
Fox Leaks are calling it over at Media Matters.
Right.
Tucker Carlson's creepy behind the scenes comments.
Shit, man. What a nightmare this guy is.
It's everyone like- in this company is thrilled that you're doing this. I've gotten more calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great. Whatever. I got to say,
this is him chatting up Piers Morgan off the air.
More calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great. Whatever. I got to say, when I came to New York a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't believe how welcoming and friendly everybody was. It was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, they really mean it from the owners on down.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to see it. I like that. It's a good, you know, people are nice in this company, I think. They've always been nice to me anyway.
I completely agree. Everyone's been very, very friendly and very nice, and I really appreciate it. But thank you so much for coming on.
I bet that doesn't change. Of course.
Yeah. It's just great to have you on my show. I mean, I've been on yours enough times. It's great.
So this must obviously be on Piers' show.
I mean, does it? It's weird to listen to him chat with Piers Morgan off the air because it's like, it still doesn't. Do they seem like they're close friends or?
No, I mean, seems both like very spectacular assholes.
Yeah, it seems like just two cunts having a conversation that none of them really give a fuck about.
Two knobheads.
Yes, two knobs.
I think it's totally cool. So let's, if we're going to talk about sex, I'd love to hit some of the fine points of technique.
God.
But you know, but it's your show. It's totally up to you.
We can certainly talk about your sexual technique, especially after your tanning testicles last week.
Not mine. We'll speak in more general terms, but I've got something to add.
Jeez.
A little banter between the boys.
God damn. That's funny you got to dig in about the testicle tanning contraption. That's funny.
You wouldn't? Okay. I'm not, you know what? I'm not qualified on that score, I will say. I thought his girlfriend was kind of yummy.
But his...
Just kidding. In case this is being pulled off the bird. Yeah, the bird. Hey, Media Matters for America. Go fuck yourself. That's the first thing I want to say tonight. Second thing is, totally kidding. I don't even know what his girlfriend looks like. And if I did, I would not find her yummy. You wouldn't? Okay, I'm not.
Jesus hilarious. Christ, man. It's on like, Media Matters.
You know, can we talk about this for
it's
real?
So gross.
Just for a second. True. I mean... The thing is, none of these Republicans are very funny, right?
Right.
I think, and I'm not, I'm going to be clear here. I'm not giving Tucker Carlson a compliment. I'm definitely not doing that. I'm just saying, if you think about these right-wing nut job fuck nuts in their totality, he is one of the funnier ones. Don't you think?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you had to take all of them, they all suck.
Yes.
I don't know. Whatever. Fuck him.
Well, I feel great. You know, I can never assess my appearance. I wait for my postmenopausal fans to weigh in on that. God. My IFB. What? They want to control me from afar? Okay, I'm putting the leash on. You can... Fuck it, we'll do it live! I got you, baby.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, I am not going to, we are not humanizing this fuck. God, there's something just gross about this guy. Yeah. I mean, he is so gross.
He's
disgusting. Why does he have such a weird tan all the time? He's like, he's like the color, his skin is like hot pink. It looks like he spends
He's super rich. I think he actually...
Is he vacationing all the time?
He flies down to Barbados.
This Nazi is so well rested and relaxed. How nice.
That's the Tucker leaks that are still continuing.
How gross.
Apparently there's a new one. Xbox News host Tucker... This is Media Matters. Fox News host Tucker Carlson said his deposition in the Dominion defamation lawsuit, quote, triggered the shit out of me and called the lawyer who conducted it a slimy little motherfucker. Ooh. well, here we go. Behold.
Yes.
The Tucker leaks.
Oh, ew. Gross.
Well, that was a week, I'll say. Holy shit. 10 hours. That slimy little motherfucker sitting across from me. Oh, you're the best. And I wasn't talking about you. It's just the opposite.
He's giving me a compliment.
No, I'm not. What do you mean? Because you've never been this affirmed in your life? Thank you, Alex. Have a happy weekend. See you, man.
He's wiping.
It was so unhealthy, the hate.
He's wiping off his makeup and people are taking mics off of him and everything.
The amount, it was so unhealthy, the hate, thank you, Teresa, the hate that I felt for that guy. I mean, thank you, Todd. I never feel that way, you know, because I don't put myself, I don't want to feel that way. I think it's wrong. It's bad. It's totally bad for you to feel that way.
I don't want to, I have plenty of hate for black people, so I don't really want to hate any fellow white people.
I mean, it's like but watching this guy take his makeup off and all the people that are... Their job is to help the Tucker Carlson show get on the air every night. I mean, it is bananas.
He triggered the shit out of me. Where are you now? Where do you live? The amount of times I had, first of all, fuck you on my lips was like, it was unbelievable. Suggesting that I was cheating on my taxes?
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Wednesday and Friday. So where are you domiciled? Where are you now? Do you own a home there? I was like, no, I do not own a home in Maine, which I don't, by the way.
God, I mean, it's like, you know what sucks? All these people working for him, they have to listen to this guy say whatever bullshit he says. Well, they rub like makeup cleaner on his face they touch him up for camera. Their job, could you imagine? Their job is to make this Nazi look good to go out on air, to get him camera ready. Could you imagine that? It's your job. Your job every day, you wake up and you go to work at Fox and your job is to make Tucker Carlson camera ready. I mean, that's, I don't know how you do that.
Gross.
And you got to stare at his face, though, even. It's like he sits in the makeup chair. How long do you think the makeup artist works on Tucker before a shoot?
15.
God. That doesn't seem like a lot.
He's just doing,
5 days a week, 75.
I mean, depending on what's under there. I mean, I don't know if they're doing a lot.
I'm just saying it's a lot more interaction than we're thinking of. I mean, if you're Tucker Carlson's makeup person, you are... interacting with him a fuck ton every day. You probably have the most interaction with him. What a hard job. What a horrible job. Oof.
Utah.
Yes.
The sovereign state of Utah. Apparently thinks something else is more important there than, any of the ills in our society.
Yes.
Because as of today or yesterday, the Pornhub has been shut down in Utah because of this ridiculous new law that they've passed there that requires a picture of your face to register.
To do what?
To look at porn online.
What do? I take a picture of my face?
You have to have verification. Any porn sites have to have facial verification.
Who thought
of it? Not the usual type of facials.
Yes, there's all kinds of... Who thought of this? And what is their name?
Mormons, probably.
I want the name of the person who thought of this. I have questions for them. How would you think of this?
As of yesterday, many Utahns navigating to Pornhub were met with a notice that they can't enter the website. And a video of adult performer Sherry DeVille gently explaining that thanks to their elected officials, specifically Republican Senator Todd Weiler and the governor Spencer Cox, they are now completely banned from using the site.
That is insane, man. What the fuck? I mean, how do you explain that? I want to list. Are people actually doing this so they can go to Pornhub in Utah? Are they figuring this out?
All the sites under the same ownership as Pornhub, including Brazzers, RedTube, YouPorn, and several others, have also pulled out of Utah with the message, quote, please contact your representatives before it is too late and demand device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer while also respecting your privacy.
Yo, man, politicians in Utah, you might be on notice here because, like, the Republicans will sort of take anything their own throws at them. Like, they don't give a shit if you won't raise the minimum wage. They don't care if their Republican representatives do fucking jack shit for them. But if you're taking away their porn, I don't know. That's like fucking with their college football.
Other sites are putting content behind strict age gates. For example, if you live in Utah and are not using a VPN, there you go.
Okay.
Use a VPN. Or not using a VPN to make it seem like you do not live in Utah and would like to watch porn on X-Hamster. You X-Hamster. You must now submit to a lengthy, time-consuming process that involves either using third-party facial recognition technology that estimates one's age.
Holy... This is insane.
Or by uploading government-issued identification, both through the digital identity company Yoti, Y-O-T-I. I'm sure they don't do anything nefarious with your face and your visage.
You can. Your data at Yoti is safe, along with everybody else's data from Pornhub. This is on the up and up. There must be... what are they trying to do in Utah?
The facial recognition, this is Vice, the intrepid reporter has tried to go through the process. The facial recognition method involved about 6 steps if it went perfectly the first time, but sometimes it failed and needed to be redone or required extra permissions from the browser. One of these steps requires clicking a box that specifically allows X-Hamster to have access to your webcam. Which is likely to be a fraught decision for anyone who is about to jerk off.
I mean,
they say here advice.
Why are you doing this to people? What the fuck? Here, move to Utah. You can't jack off here. You're on camera.
The digital ID method is even more cumbersome. As a first-time user of Yoti, we did not have a seamless experience and identified 52 simple steps between deciding to use this method and being able to access porn. People who have used Yoti before or who don't have various timeouts or document scanning errors are likely to have significantly fewer steps.
This is funny. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like everybody's just going to zip through these steps, no problem.
With either method, if they don't make an X-Hamster account, users will scan their faces for Yoti every time they want to watch porn.
Holy shit. What a great system. Are you shitting me?
Yoti explains, we'll say claims, that it encrypts your data and that once registered, it simply sends information to the website that explains the person is older than 18.
Okay, good enough. Fine with me then. Scan away.
The app also explains, however, that it will be easier to use the app if you allow it to share your data with other partners.
I bet it is. I bet it's a lot fucking easier. Sure. What data? I mean, fuck off.
We share anonymous data with our ad partners, but we'll never sell or share your personal details.
Sure. Right on. Yes. Every time you watch porn, you're scanning your face. How lovely. What a great, great time it is in Utah now. It's a renaissance.
People living in 8 other states have similar laws moving through the legislature.
What is wrong with
Texas,
these
Virginia,
people?
Arizona, Montana, California?
Yes.
Iowa, Kansas, and Florida.
Of course. God damn. But then you just get a VPN.
Yeah.
I mean, what's crazy to me, it seems like the workaround is a lot easier than just doing it correctly or whatever they want you to do, right?
For adults living in these states, this is vice. Jumping through hoops to access legal content online is a burden. And for politicians pushing these laws, it could mean serious backlash once the laws go into effect and start interfering with their constituents' masturbation habits. Weiler, the senator who championed the Utah bill, tweeted out hate mail that already started rolling in on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. You want, I mean, I don't know. Why don't we look at, I bet these politicians have workarounds. I bet they're on VPNs.
One guy said, you Republicans claim you're for small government, but this bill is clear evidence to the contrary. Another one said, maybe if you picked up a book once in a while, your state would be able to do productive things like figuring out why Mormon leaders like to touch kids.
Yes. Maybe we should look at it like this and think, how much money did a VPN company donate to the people?
To Vice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then they'll just try to ban VPNs.
Do I sound
VPNs.
Like Alex Jones? Yeah, yeah.
That'll be next.
It'll be what?
That'll be next. They'll try to ban VPNs.
How would they do that?
Make it illegal to use a VPN.
Right.
Ban the downloading and selling of them.
Is there anything
in the services?
Right. That is there anything productive that
Republicans are doing anywhere?
Anywhere in Florida. No. Oh God, this
in
isn't
United
Florida.
States?
This is Utah.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good, good. Mm. Oh, I love this. I don't love this story, but I love the fact that it's not this state. That's fucked up. But you know,
but we have laws make its way through. Similar.
Like, through what? Our Republican legislature? Yes. You think they'd pass this shit?
No, it was the supermajority. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yep.
We got so many storms coming this way. And then, you know, you gotta do a facial recognition to look at porn. That's crazy. Nobody's gonna do that. That's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard.
Good anti-fascist news.
Yes.
Did you see they did a raid on Bolsonaro's house?
No.
Searched his house, seized his phone.
In Florida?
In Brazil.
Oh, okay. Because he lives here. He has a house in Florida.
He went back to Rio, though.
Oh, okay.
Brazilian police are investigating whether former President Jair Bolsonaro tried to deceive American authorities into believing incorrectly that he had been vaccinated against the coronavirus so that he could enter the United States. He had fake COVID documents.
You know what I don't, Bolsonaro, you know what I don't understand?
Allegedly,
you dumb shit. Just get the vaccine. I think that's easier. If you think about the cost-benefit analysis of what you're doing, this is the cost-benefit analysis. You should just got the vaccine, then you wouldn't be dealing with this, you dumb fuck.
Federal police conducted a search and seizure operation at Bolsonaro's Brasilia address early Wednesday and arrested several close associates, including a top aide tasked with carrying out Bolsonaro's administrative demands.
All these people are going to jail because this dumb fuck made fake vaccine records.
The police action opened a new line of inquiry into the actions of the embattled former president, who lost his re-election bid to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva last year.
Yes.
And is now the subject of an increasing number of investigations that could end his political career and put him in prison. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Oh, absolutely. It surely does.
Bolsonaro, longtime vaccine skeptic, has asserted for years that he never received a COVID vaccine. But in December, shortly after he lost the election, Brazilian police say his vaccine status was falsified to say he had been vaccinated. In late December, he decamped for Florida in the United States, which grants entry to foreigners only if they are vaccinated.
You know, yeah, I mean, why not just get the vaccine? I always thought Bolsonaro was one of these guys that was pretending to be an anti-vaxxer to...
Maybe. I think he's a real believer. I think he's crazy. Police allege Bolsonaro was aware of the fraud committed on his behalf. They say a change was made to his vaccination status from inside the presidential palace.
Oh.
The call came from inside the house.
That's right.
He's denying any involvement in any fraud.
Oh, sure. Someone just on their own accord decided to falsify some vaccination records for you.
He said,
that happens.
I didn't get the vaccine, he told reporters. I was never asked for a vaccination card to enter the United States. There is no fraud on my part. I didn't take the vaccine, period.
Well,
that's quite possible.
No, I mean, what's quite possible is this fuck is lying. That's what I think. I think you're lying.
But his medical records have been falsified somewhere.
Yes.
It says he was. Police say Bolsonaro's advisors entered incorrect information into a Ministry of Health system between November 2021 and December 2022 to obtain falsified vaccine certificates for Bolsonaro, his 12-year-old daughter, Laura, and several aides and their family members.
So is his daughter vaccinated?
It sounds like not if they had to falsify it.
What a piece of shit.
Police suspect ideology led to the decision to commit fraud.
Wow, thank you, police.
Rather than get vaccinated.
He says, we're going to go with ideology. Okay. Tick that box. You're right.
It says, in this case, to sustain the rhetoric regarding their attacks on the coronavirus vaccine.
That's Trump, man. But Trump got the vaccine, though, right?
I don't think he ever came out and said. No, I think he did.
No, he did. He got it. Yeah. Because he was bragging about how quickly the vaccine was deployed when he was president or some bullshit like that. Oh, wow.
Bolsonaro returned to Brazil last month, but has quickly re-entered political life. He addressed thousands of supporters at an agricultural festival in Sao Paulo last weekend and is planning a trip to the Northeast. He's been reported to be planning to run for Senate down there.
Oh, cool.
In 2026.
But he was the president.
He was.
So, why doesn't he just, like, fuck off? You know what I would do if I was him? I would fuck off to some villa somewhere in Brazil and stare at the ocean or whatever fucking body of water was around.
Because authoritarians are going to authoritarian.
He wants to be in the Senate now.
Yeah, so that he can slowly poison more people and somehow get back to the leadership. And then he won't make the same mistake next time. He'll start sucking up to the military so he gets them to back him.
It just seems like sometimes with these conservative people that end up in legislatures, they don't want to write any laws. Or they don't care about that.
This is sad.
Yeah.
The anti-LGBT crew hate group that was behind the lawsuit for the abortion pill ban.
Yes.
Left thousands of secret files on an open Google Drive.
Jesus. Why did they do that?
Because they're stupid.
They're fucking idiots.
Hate-filled Christians, yeah.
Dude, you left a bunch of, on a public Google Drive, they just left, anyone can view? Are you shitting me?
It's creepy, though. Their secret files reveal marketing, quote, pushing schools to adopt junk science, painting transgender youth as carriers of a pathological disorder.
Good God, that's fascism right there. That's saying, yes.
So that's you see it on social media. It's a disease. They're mentally ill. There's something wrong with them.
They're diseased. They're ill. Get rid of them.
Files detailing methods to indoctrinate preteens into a culture of, quote, sexual purity and opposition of same-sex relationships.
There is nothing creepy about any of this. What do they say? Of purity? What?
Sexual purity. Jesus. We need to indoctrinate preteens into a culture of sexual purity.
Are these conservatives saying this?
This is the group that got rid of, that filed a lawsuit to get rid of the Mifepristone.
Right. I'm sure they're very pure. If you look in their internet search history.
What?
Mifepristone?
Yeah.
Mifepristone? Mifepristone? Listen to the name of the group. The American College of Pediatricians. Pediatricians. Is not the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is
Oh my God.
The real group.
This is shameful.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is the most highly respected, largest group of pediatricians in America. The American College of Pediatricians is classified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-LGBTQ hate group.
What is the extension on their website? Is it like .tv or something? God.
They're one of several groups behind the lawsuit attempting the nationwide ban of mifepristone, better known as the abortion pill. Southern Poverty Law Center says the American College of Pediatrician is a fringe anti-LGBTQ hate group that that masquerades as the premier U.S. Association of Pediatricians to push anti-LGBTQ junk science, primarily via a far-right conservative media and filing amicus briefs in cases related to gay adoption and marriage equality.
But, okay, well, they're a bunch of fascists, horrible people, but there must be some pediatricians. Are there people that are members of this organization?
Yeah.
Like lunatic?
Probably some crazy, there's probably a couple of crazy Christian pediatricians.
Do you know what? I can't stand that. That makes me crazy because those are people working with children.
Right, horrible. And they want to make sure they indoctrinate them into sexual purity.
This story isn't Florida, right? We're not in Florida?
Not specifically.
Okay.
It's kind of nationwide.
Oh, good, good. As long as we're in there somewhere, I guess. What a mess. How creepy are these fuckers? If we know that some group called the American College of Pediatric Fucks exists, their whole mission is to push fake science, I guess that's cool. I guess we have that. That's their First Amendment right, right? They can say lies. They can say lies and even pretend to be some organization.
They say in their files, we want to push junk science.
Why? Junk science? We want to lie to you. That's what they're saying. We want to lie to you.
Wired yesterday published a bombshell report revealing that the American College of Pediatricians had suffered a significant data breach. A link to an unsecured Google Drive published on the group's website pointed users last week to a large cache of sensitive documents, including financial and tax records.
Oh, you fucked up!
Membership rolls, email exchanges. Yes. Email exchanges
all of
spanning
that.
Over a decade.
Okay, I want the membership rolls and I want the email exchanges.
The more than 10,000 documents lay bare the outsized influence of a small conservative organization working to lend a veneer of medical science to evangelical beliefs on parenting, sex, procreation, and gender.
I mean, do they have a board?
They have they have only 700 people
in their organization.
Yeah.
So this
Whereas
is a group
the,
of this
American
is nothing.
Academy of Pediatrics has 67,000 members. These are 700 evangelical assholes.
Are they pediatricians? Is that what they're claiming? They're all doctors?
I don't know.
Let's see. Let's see if there's any fake members.
Wired found records going back to the group's inception, which includes files on how it tried to recruit members, which apparently has been a challenge during its 21 years.
I bet. You're looking for doctors that are quacks and don't believe in science. I think that's a hard one. How do you find a doctor that doesn't believe in science?
Wired wrote, one document outlining recruiting efforts states in bold red letters, target Christian MDs. The ongoing recruitment of doctors and medical school students seen as holding Christian views has long been its top priority.
Other
files...
Why? Because why? Why would it be their top priority? Because why? They're the limping gazelle amongst all the other scientists.
And they're the ones that'll lie.
Yeah.
And ignore the science to wrap their religious bullshit beliefs. They're the ones that'll say there'll be a doctor that goes to the same medical school that everybody else does and comes out and says, well, you know, abortion causes cancer.
That's Christian. That's very Christian. Jesus would do that, wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't Jesus do all this fucking shit? Why are these Christians lying? I thought that was anti-Christian. Is it okay to lie?
Other files reveal far more sinister focus, the attack on transgender children.
Now that's fascism. That's standard fascism
there
bullshit.
There were volumes of literature crafted specifically to influence relationships between practicing pediatricians, parents, and their children. It includes reams of marketing material, the college
yes
aims to distribute widely among public school officials. This includes pushing schools to adopt junk science, painting transgender youth as carriers of a pathological disorder, one that is capable of spontaneously causing others, like some dancing plague, to adopt similar thoughts and behaviors.
You know what the plague is? It's junk science. It's a fucking nightmare. This is crazy. It's so insidious. How do we keep these fucks out of our schools and our educational systems? Like, what do we do?
Don't elect Republicans. Yeah.
I don't know. Oopsie. That's a toughie. That's a tough one.
Their marketing material was based on dubious research that hypothesized about something it called, quote, rapid onset gender dysphoria. Oh, right. My God, I want to be a lady, which has been debunked.
Let me help you with all these fancy words. What did they say? Dubious bullshit. It's a pile of bullshit. It is a pile of Nazi fucking bullshit. And they always, these totalitarians, they go after gay people and trans people. Same old fucking bullshit.
Other efforts at indoctrination, they want to coach parents on how to ply their children with a day of shopping and gifts. Take them on an overnight trip, all with the intent of getting the children to embrace abstinence and to oppose same-sex relationships.
Jesus
Christ. Let's go to Disneyland.
Number one, your kids, they are more progressive than you are, and they have gay friends in school. It's kind of crazy because it's like, we've talked about this before, like in Florida, they had the don't say gay thing, which is nuts because guess right. what? There's tons of gay people. There is, and we live in a new time. I mean, young people have gay friends and they have trans friends. And it's all these old dumb fuckers. God, the issue. It's like it's the Fox News crowd or something. It's like the people yelling at the Miracle Ear commercial. They're trying to make themselves relevant.
The material is not expressly religious,
yeah.
but it's clearly aimed at painting same-sex marriage as aberrant and immoral behavior.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are doing such a bang-up job with, I don't know, what you call it, same-sex marriage? Well, multi-sex marriage, how's that going for everyone? How's the divorce rate? You're killing it, right?
Physicians lobbied by the group are told to urge patients to purchase Christian-based parenting guides.
Oh, there we go.
Including one designed to help parents broach the topic of sex with their 11 and 12-year-old kids. The college suggests telling parents to plan a special overnight trip, a pretext for instilling in their children sexual norms in line with evangelical practice.
See, we found it. This is the, they want you to buy this book.
Oh, there's more.
This textbook.
The group suggests telling parents to buy a tool called a getaway kit, a series of workbooks that run around $54 online.
Getaway kit. There we go.
With workbooks that walk parents through the process of springing the topic, but only after a day-long charade of impromptu gift-giving and play.
And then I want you to buy these books from these dumb Nazi whores.
The books are full of games and puzzles for the parent and child to cooperatively take on.
Nine!
Throughout the process, the child slowly digests a concept of, quote, sexual purity lessons.
Right. We're going to turn your kid into a Nazi by the time we're done with this workbook.
Aided by oversimplified scripture and well-trodden Bible school parables.
It's a bunch of dumb fucking bullshit that you're going to get out your credit card for, and you're going to buy volume one, and then they got you on the hook. How does it work? Is this a subscription? Right? It's a
no. It seems like you buy the kit, but you know,
are the upsells?
Happy to get more.
There's got to be upsells. Oh my god! Imagine the emails you get from these motherfuckers to buy shit. You fucking whores! You.
Southern Poverty Law Center report says includes over a dozen comments by some of these officials of this bullshit group. And official statements from the publication. One likens LGBTQ people to pedophiles. One claims so-called trans activists groom children. And another dangerously states that, quote, the transgender movement is an opening for a totalitarian government.
Right, says a totalitarian government. Right. Gaslight this, motherfucker. Fuck you. Go take that weak-ass shit down the street. Are we this stupid to buy into this? Are we?
And the asshole that started it, a recent video, the founders freely admit the group was created in response to the American Academy of Pediatrics support for same-sex marriage and parenting.
Well, wait, I thought it was the American College. Is there also...
No, the college is bad.
The Academy is good.
The Academy
Fuck
is
these
good.
People. We have talked about this on the show forever. All of these bad organizations go out of their way to sound like they're good.
The tipping point, the co-founder and past president, Den Turnbull, MD.
Of the shitty one.
Yeah. Said, the tipping point for me and my co-founding colleagues came when the AAP endorsed same-sex adoption.
No, fuck
claiming
you.
That children reared by homosexual parents fared as well as those reared by their own biological
yes.
heterosexual parents.
Take that weak-ass bullshit to the Bally's Total Fitness in Boys Town in Chicago, and you say that there in the free weight room, you motherfucker.
Meanwhile, there have been civil unions for 20 some years
yes.
in different states.
Right.
And there's tons of data. They've studied the fuck out of how kids fare in same-sex parent households.
Right.
And they fare just as well as they do
yes.
in any straight household.
I mean,
no evidence.
Children. In America, we're children. We're stupid fuckheads.
Yeah, and getting stupider.
We're thuggish. Dullards.
In many ways. They want us to stay stupid and
right.
and get stupider.
But these guys are cowards, though, these people. All this anti-gay and anti-trans shit. They're just talking to people that... victims. They're just trying to get them to buy these fucking books. It's yeah. the dumbest shit.
Cray cray.
You don't have to believe these people. They all... Listen, if you're a dumb fucking bigot, whatever, okay? What are you going to do? But do you also have to give some other dumb fucking bigot your credit card number?
It's crazy.
The book?
No, I just... these Republicans keep tweeting out shit like this.
Yeah.
And... they just don't see what a cell phone it is. At least Stefanik,
right.
maggot from New York,
Whee!
Representative.
Right.
Since Joe Biden took office, over 34,000 pounds of deadly fentanyl has been seized at the southern border. That's enough fentanyl to kill every person on the planet. We must pass the Secure Our Border Act to ensure the nation is safe.
They seized it, you dumb fuck!
Exactly!
They seized it! What part? Joe Biden did a good job, you stupid fuck!
It's so
they
insane.
They seized the fentanyl! What more do you want? What do these fucks want? They seized it!
Yeah. it's like weekly that when something like that happens...
Hey, Stefanik!
These Republicans. This shows how stupid their people are.
You know, this is what I want. I want to take her pocketbook, turn it upside down on a desk, and let's see what pharmaceuticals fall out of that motherfucker. Let's see what illegal shit's in your pocketbook. You fucking lunatic.
Oh, she's got, are you kidding? She's got Dr. Feelgood. She gets prescriptions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because she's in Congress?
Yeah.
They're
and he's
famous.
There too.
They're famous because they got that pharmacy in the basement, right? So there's nothing illegal in her purse.
Yeah.
They seized the fentanyl, you dumb fuck. They seized it.
They're so stupid.
That's what you want, right?
I just sneeze again.
God, that's like saying if I don't know what that. There's nothing to compare that to. I don't. Maybe it's reading comprehend. Maybe she doesn't understand seized. She doesn't know what that means. Stefanik.
Join us on Friday for Faithless Friday. But this is good news. So
yeah,
we'll put this through.
Right.
A school district in Pennsylvania was being sued.
Yes.
For not allowing students to convene an after-school Satan club.
Oh.
And a judge has told them they gotta do it.
Right. That's right. I'm sorry. I am a Satanist, and you're gonna let me come in there with my pitchfork, my pointy tail, my horns, and I don't know, my
That's
flaming...
not what happens at all.
My flaming fucking nipples. I'm sacrificing a goat, and I'm doing an invitation.
None of which happens.
Your,
they do science. they do science games and experiments, right? And are taught sharing and working together and stuff like that.
Because they're trolling. Shelby, stop. Because they're trolling these wacko Christians. And they why do they fall for the troll every time though? But why? Why do they fall for the troll every time with the Satanists? The Christians.
Because they're Christo fascists. They think they're just going to be able to sue to win. And the Christo fascists in the court, I mean, it's not a bad bet these days, are just going to let them win. Let Alito do it, and he'll say, no, it's not a real religion.
Well, Alito, that's insulting. So you're saying if you pray to Jesus, that's different than me praying to Satan. That has more value.
Where does it say in the Constitution that we must allow Satan teaching? Show me.
Where in the Constitution does it say we can have a bunch of Supreme Court justices that are bought and sold by a bunch of bitch mega donors and they go to Thailand rolling on ecstasy all the fucking time? Not to change the
victory
argument.
For free speech and religious freedom.
Yes.
A federal court has ruled that the Saucon Valley School District must allow the after-school Satan Club to meet in district facilities.
Yes. Make room for Beelzebub.
The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, the ACLU sued. The judge found that, quote, here, although Satanic Temple Inc.'s objectors may challenge the sanctity of this controversially named organization, the sanctity of the First Amendment's protections must prevail. So those motherfuckers tried to say, hey, it's not a real religion. We don't have to allow it.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Satan will beat the shit out of Jesus every fucking time. And I'll tell you this much. If the Romans would have came to Satan and said, we're going to crucify you, he would have lit all of those motherfuckers up. And you never would have crucified my God. Because he wouldn't have stood for it, right? You wouldn't have nailed up Satan. The Romans wouldn't have got him.
Well, I don't believe in Satan or Jesus.
Your God
was
crucified.
We are members of the Satanic Temple.
That's right. Your God was crucified, though. I don't remember Satan getting crucified. That's all.
The objectors of the school district must allow the after-school Satan Club, which is sponsored by the Satanic Temple, to meet during the school year.
Yeah.
But it won't have to distribute permission slips for the club for students to take home. The problem was that they said that the permission slips the Satanic Temple gave for kids to attend did not make it clear enough that it was not officially associated with the school district.
You can't read. Whatever. That's bullshit.
The judge wrote, John Gallagher, when confronted with a challenge to free speech, the government's first instinct must be to forward expression rather than quash it, particularly when the content is controversial or inconvenient. Nothing less is consistent with the expressed purpose of American government to secure the core innate rights of its people.
What a great lesson to teach people in school, right?
An after-school Satan Club was allowed to meet earlier this year in Virginia following a similar controversy that made the headlines there.
That's right. And I just want to bring up one point. It's not really necessary, but I think among Satanist priests or whatever we have, there is less of a rate of like child molestation than, let's say, I'll just say the Catholics probably, don't you think?
Hopefully, yes.
So I don't know why you're afraid of the Satanists. Really, by the numbers, you should not be. You should be terrified of the Catholics.
Also in the news, we got a few minutes left here in the big show.
Yay!
This is a good thing.
Okay.
Senators expressed bipartisan optimism.
Okay.
About moving ahead with legislation aimed at relieving the affordable housing crunch in rural communities.
Wow.
What's happened is these corporations and these real estate investment trusts, giant mega cuntitude,
yes,
buy up all these properties for nothing in small towns and they start jacking the rent.
What? Yeah.
Because profits.
Yeah, but why is one company, how do they have that much money? They can just buy a bunch of these, bunch of places.
Rich guys put money into a real estate investment trust.
Right. And then that trust is just operated by a bunch of fuckers that just look for places to buy.
One of the earlier aforementioned C-minus twats that was legacy. he runs the fund.
That's nice. Where do people live? Let me just ask a crazy question. So we have all these, it's called a REIT, right?
Real Estate Investment Trust, yes.
Yeah, so all these people have these REITs and whatever. But what about the people that just want to, say, buy a house to fuck, a reasonable house to want to fucking live in? Is that an issue, or do we give a fuck about
this? Get a better job. you should have had a father that went to Harvard.
Listen, we can't just let people starve to death.
Bill introduced this week by Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota and Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota. Could expand availability of affordable housing by updating programs under the USDA Rural Housing Service.
Right.
Means provisions that would make more federal support available to individual renters and open up more properties to nonprofits in order to keep affordable units on the market for cash-strapped buyers.
So let me understand this. This is cool. So this is saying the federal government is using their buying power to buy affordable homes so that normal people can
have a house. They would open up more properties for nonprofits.
Okay.
So they're not buying them, but they're saying, you know, these nonprofits can own and operate them.
Why doesn't the government have REITs? Like, why doesn't the government say, we're going to use our money, our federal dollars to buy?
Make all that money?
Oh, that's right.
How is an untalented, knuckle-dragging legacy twunt going to make money in this world unless he gets a job like this, sucking off of the teat, the third generation teat of some capitalist fuckhole?
Why do people that do that? There's something about people that do bad shit like this is have this veneer of being like smart.
Right.
It's not, right? No. It's just,
You've met a lot of rich people. We both met a lot of rich people.
They suck.
A lot of them are dumb.
They're douchebags. They're fucking douchebags, man.
One critical aspect of the new legislation is to modernize the USDA Section 515 program, which provides mortgages for rental housing in rural areas.
That's great.
Right now, more than 560,000 renters live in apartments financed by Section 515 and are under threat due to mortgages maturing or losing eligibility for other reasons.
Okay. So you just have to adjust the laws so those people stay under the protections, right? That's all you have to fucking do. And that's probably difficult.
And that's there was some weird thing where the two bills were coupled together with rental assistance, and they're decoupling that. So renters could get aid without going through the burden of complying with Section 515.
Why don't we use
only are they providing mortgage assistance to buy rental properties to rent out to lower income people.
Yes.
They are also providing rental assistance.
That's awesome. Why do we allow REITs to exist then? I mean, it just seems...
Let's go back to our legacy twunt.
Right. I'm just saying,
going to do without the bureaucracy of capitalism inventing shit that makes money?
Right, because it's expanding. It expands, right? Whatever, man. I don't know. It's cynical. I find the idea of these REITs very cynical.
So we'll see if it flies. You think it'll get through the Senate? It might get through the Senate, the bipartisan Senate.
Our Senate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means they only need a couple of Republicans, unless they want to filibuster it.
God. I mean, that would change people's lives, though, wouldn't it? All of a sudden, if there's a fuck ton more affordable housing available, you don't have to be a fucking genius. You know what America needs? More affordable housing. Of course.
like I said, you should have had a father who went to Harvard.
Right.
You should have had a grandfather that started a successful business. That
my cat went to Yale. Can I have a condo?
Thanks for joining, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commission.
And Jeff Bezos keeps most of it.
That was The Hill, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Rural housing crunch, ripe and ready for legislative fix.
Yeah, the legislature's us, right? Or the people.
Yeah.
Shelby, could you send Matt Gaeta notes and let him know that we want to get a handle on these REITs?
So I wonder if Chris Christie's running.
No, I mean, for office, not in general.
Are you kidding me? We're not talking about physical impossibilities. We're talking about, well, they're both pretty unlikely.
Nice moose knuckle.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said today that former President Trump is, quote, afraid to take the stage at any Republican primary debates.
Yeah.
After Trump had said he's probably going to skip.
He doesn't have to take the stage.
Christie was on Hugh Hewitt's show.
Vomit. Gross. Hugh Hewitt
said the GOP should hold as many debates as it can and should have an... Oh, sorry, this fucking allergies.
Yes.
And should have an open format to allow for follow-up questions and prevent candidates from giving soundbitey answers that nobody believes will solve any problems.
Oh, whatever. I mean, wait. This is for Republicans, though,
yes.
Right? Okay.
He said Trump should participate in the primary debates because they're about helping the American people decide who's best prepared to become president.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. We need to have a debate to figure out if Trump is ready to be president. Oh, yeah. Let's open up the floor to that. These fucking Republicans, they don't have dick outside Donald Trump.
This story came out 5 hours ago.
Yes.
Let's go over to Truth Social.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
And see if Chris Christie has gotten any love.
Somebody's getting teabagged.
I wonder if he's launched it at Chris Christie.
Does this fucking loser thinks he think he's going to take out Donald fucking Trump? Is that what he thinks? The bridge closer?
Well, I don't know. We don't know. He hasn't announced, but he is going around.
Yeah. Come on. You're not going to take out Donald Trump.
Okay, I'll give you 20 seconds of whatever this ridiculous video is Trump just put up.
Okay.
Under my leadership, we had the most secure border in U.S. history by far. We replaced catch and release with detain and deport. One of my most successful policies was Title 42, which allowed for instant expulsion of any illegal alien who crossed our borders. Anybody. We got them out. Those who trespassed into our country could be immediately sent back to the place from which they came.
Anyway,
there's somebody that probably walks around with a fucking half full diaper. He is not. I mean, you know, he is able to at least talk in public. I mean, I think that would be tough.
You know? What's this one?
Yeah, what an asshole. I can't believe so many people like him. It's depressing.
For many years, tuition costs at colleges and universities have been exploding. And I mean absolutely exploding. While academics have been obsessed with indoctrinating America's youth.
Oh, boy.
The time has come to reclaim our once great educational institutions from the radical left, and we will do that.
Oh, brother.
God, I mean, you know, this is good.
Agenda 47. I don't know what that... Doesn't that sound creepy?
Oh.
Hashtag Agenda 47.
Nine!
Donald Trump protecting students from the radical left.
Jeez.
And Marxist maniacs.
Is maniacs in there for real?
Yeah.
The Animaniacs. The Animarxist Maniacs.
He tweeted a story about DeSantis. DeSantis gave a low wattage and horrendous speech in London.
Damn!
As presidential polling slides.
What, London, UK, or London, like, Ohio? Or some
London, London.
What the fuck? Oh, that's right. He's on
Did you see what they did here? They passed.
No!
I didn't even get to that story because, you know, it's the Republican legislature, not only did they pass a law saying the governor doesn't have to quit anymore to run for president, they are passing a law,
yes,
that basically says that they don't, he doesn't have to disclose his travel expenses and everything. What? For safety reasons, right?
Oh, yes.
Because you can go back and look and see, and then maybe sometime in the future.
He just wants to put an expense number out there, but not itemize shit.
He doesn't. Yeah, they passed a law that the Sunshine Laws here, which government accountability and Freedom of Information Act kind of stuff, they don't apply to that.
Oh, okay.
So if you and I wanted to find out his schedule, what hotels he stayed at, how much he charged us, the taxpayer, for his fucking trips.
Dude, what corporation do you, if you work for a company, you went on a business trip, and you said, here's my expenses, $555. Are these itemized? No, and I don't have any receipts. Fuck you. They wouldn't pay it. They would tell you to go fuck off.
So Insider has the story. This is what Trump tweeted. DeSantis gave a low wattage and horrendous speech in London as presidential polling slides.
How
quote, nobody in the room was left thinking, this man's going places.
No, don't know what they're thinking, and it bothers me. To everybody that lives out there in the UK listening, we are not like him. That is our governor, but we are not like him.
Multiple figures at the event described DeSantis as low wattage and horrendous. One business person told Politico DeSantis's message wasn't presidential and that he stared at his feet in the face of UK industry titans.
What a dumb shit.
Another said, nobody in the room was left thinking, this man's going places.
No, he's not. He's fascinated with his fucking feet. He's over in London making people think, oh, God, these Floridians are dumb as shit. Thanks, Ron.
A second anonymous attendee said, there wasn't any stardust.
Is this man
British. There wasn't any stardust.
You know what? That's true. That's a good observation. Our governor has zero stardust. That's what I want. Dear Jesus, can you send us a governor that's got a modicum of stardust? Just a little bit. This one doesn't have shit. He's just got a big layer of spice.
Meanwhile, Trump is sticking with attacks on DeSantis's dull personality.
Yeah, there you go.
Sources told Politico that Trump's election team will be focusing on using DeSantis' personality factor in the political brawl
This guy, Trump, is sitting in the corner, eating a Big Mac, snorting Adderalls. He's saying, oh, Governor Ron looks like a slug or whatever the fuck. That's the team. That's the strategy.
It's not just Trump. GOP strategists have spoken to outlets decrying DeSantis' supposedly unlikable personality.
Well, you better...
supposedly?
Well, find somebody else. Who else do you have?
Multiple people speaking to Vanity Fair in September told the outlet his temperament would hinder his political chances on a national stage. One veteran GOP strategist said the biggest complaint you hear about DeSantis is that he never says thank you. People host events where donors give him enormous sums of money,
dude,
and he never says thank you to the rich, old, racist, white buonas that are giving him money.
You know, the other night I did a comedy show and somebody said, I enjoyed your set. Can I buy you a drink? I said, I don't drink. He says, what do you want? I said, I want a Diet Coke. So the guy bought me a Diet Coke and I talked to that guy for 25 minutes and I said, thank you, about a Diet Coke. Now, if that guy had given me $100,000 to run for office, don't you at least sit down with the man and have a drink? He's giving... What's wrong with this fucking guy?
He's an asshole.
Dear UK, we aren't all like that from Florida. That fuck is. A lot of us are. Oh, it's embarrassing. We suck.
And then he had that stupid reaction when he was over there when reporters asked him about him dropping in the polls.
What did he say?
And he had this weird like, I'm not a candidate. So we'll see if and when that changes.
That's the guy standing between us and this hurricane season. He's going to protect Florida. Don't worry about anything. Governor Ron's on it. He's like, there's all these storms coming, and this dumb fuck is staring at his feet, thinking about how he can take over Disney World.
Oh, here it is.
Governor, old show you falling behind a Trump. Any thoughts on that?
Guys, did not.
I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes.
It's this weird head shake thing. I'm not a candidate. So we'll see.
You know, Trump is such a psycho, and there's so many. He's so. This guy is just your basic bitch, standard fuckhead. That's what I get
Yeah, twunts. He's one of the Ivy League twunts. No, I'm just
I thought you were going to show me something crazy about our governor. God, that is he is the. I'm thinking about
letters to Trump. You can still get by.
Who was the governor when I lived in Georgia there or Florida? This is the
Purdue?
Worst. No. Way before that.
Long time ago.
This guy has to be the worst governor I've ever existed under. He's horrible. What's wrong with this fuck? God.
Were you there for Arnold in California?
No, Arnold's not as bad as this guy. And I'm even taking into account that he's having kids with his fucking housekeeper and shit. I mean, what a nightmare. We forgot about that.
Trump truthed some Hunter Biden story.
Perfect. Good. Great.
Interesting. A Newsmax story that says pro-life activists owe Trump their support in 24. You know, they're a couple of the big forced birth groups have said that Trump better change his tune and about abortion. Because he's going around saying, hey, this is a loser, guys. Trump's not that stupid.
But wait, how dare they? How dare these pro-life fucks speak out against a guy that told Chris Matthews that he thought doctors that performed abortion should be arrested and there should be a penalty for the women? I mean, but this is
basically Newsmax saying you evangelicals better step in line, not Trump.
Right. Right. Now Trump's collecting. He's like, I brought you this.
I got you Roe versus Wade. Right. I killed Roe versus Wade for you.
Do maggots operate like that?
No.
They're like Trump.
Yes.
See, Trump, see, you
devoid
gave,
of souls and honor and
you gave them what they
is
wanted.
Transactional, yes.
You gave them what they wanted. Now
they want more. Now they want leverage? A nationwide ban. Now they want the Handmaid's Tale. And they thought that Trump was going to usher it in. And now Trump is saying, you know, I don't think we need a national ban and let the states decide. That's what we wanted to do.
Aren't these maggots pissed off that Trump had Attorney General? He had the Senate and he had the House and Hillary Clinton.
They passed those tax cuts, though.
Never happened. Nobody arrested Hillary.
Right.
She's not in Gitmo.
Well, he wanted them to.
Do you think it was really about the tax cuts for those rich people?
Yeah, of course.
Do you see how you guys are manipulated? What did he give these dumb, poor Christians in the South? What did he give them other than this abortion bullshit? Nothing.
Trump truthed a total number of COVID-19 cases in the United States as of February 27th, 2023 by state, showing, you know, Florida not doing real great.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought we were going to have one story about Florida that was positive.
Well, I didn't expect this.
How is the baseball team's doing?
And Trump says, so explain, why did Ron DeSantis do a good job? Highly overrated. New York had fewer COVID cases.
Trump, we don't know how many COVID cases we had
number
here.
One was California. Number two was Texas. Three, Florida.
Jeez.
Four, New York.
Well, good for us.
Five, Illinois. Gosh, do you mean the big cities where everybody lives?
Yeah.
Shocker.
I mean, think about New York in, it's weird to say when you think about it, it was Cuomo in charge and he had issues, obviously, but what if there was a Republican in charge of that state during that horrific COVID outbreak? How would people have fared? What Republican ran state did okay during the pandemic? I mean, nobody did okay.
Well, Florida was the best, Ryan. Everything stayed open. You didn't give a shit about the piles of bodies.
I know so many. I know people that got COVID so many.
Everybody kept making money, Ryan. That's all that counts in Florida. Everybody kept making money.
What's up was, you know.
And we did have lockdowns, by the way.
Right, we did.
As Trump points out.
Right.
Every fucking restaurant in this city was closed for quite a while, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Especially for the ecosystem, the servers, you know, all those people. It was horrible.
And
what did we give them here in Florida? $250 a week?
Oh, the unemployment?
In unemployment or something like that?
After you jump through so many fucking hoops, man.
If you can do it, right. And don't forget, they admit that they purposely made the website difficult and crazy to try to navigate. so that fewer people would sign up for unemployment. They admitted
it's crazy.
It, the Republicans.
You're talking about benefits from the state. That if you're for the state, then you should be incentivized to get as many people under the umbrella as possible. Give the benefits out, assholes.
They do, to the rich people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And to their white friends.
Right.
Let's get out of here. Not the state. I mean, that might be nice too, but yeah. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern, probably tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. Check our Twitter.
Yeah.
And at Crab Diving is on Twitter. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Yay. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings, everyone, or whenever. We'll hit you up again.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.